You are listening to the Moving Into Light podcast. I am Lisa Renee, intuitive energy healer, meditation teacher, author, yoga instructor, and certified holistic nutritionist. No matter where you are on life's journey, I believe there is always space for growth. This podcast is the place where I share and process my journey and offer you the tips and the tools that I believe are key to living a high vibrational, high frequency life. I hope something in today's episode resonates with you and changes you for the better. Welcome to Moving Into Light. Hello, 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 and welcome. It's so good to be back with you recording again today. I want to welcome you to episode 183 of the podcast. I hope you're all healthy, happy, and whole. And we are diving in today to stillness, silence, and solitude. So this is going to be an episode during which you might want to get quiet, get still, grab a cup of hot tea and a cozy blanket if it's still chilly where you are coming to this podcast from. Maybe you want to curl up, snuggle up, get cozy, light a candle. Do all of those things that make you feel safe and healthy and happy and whole in your own solitude and in your own peaceful space, because we are going to dive into solitude today. And this is a topic that a lot of people struggle with, maybe you, maybe me sometimes. Getting still and getting quiet and just sitting with ourselves can be a huge challenge. We are notorious for distraction, and maybe you feel that way too. I want to read to you an excerpt from a channel writing that is called Solitude to kind of get us into this flow and into the right frame of mind. This is an excerpt that's coming out in my next book. So go ahead and get cozy. Take a few deep breaths. Allow yourself to settle in. Sink into the quiet. Release into the solace. Allow your body to expand with a deep, cleansing, clearing breath. Allow all that has been stagnant within you to release, to let go. This is your moment to feel into all that is. Today, in this moment, we remind you that there are no mistakes, no failures. There is only life, a big, expansive life, one that has been fashioned for you according to your deepest knowings and greatest desires. You are here for this kind of solitude, for this buried understanding. Today, in this moment, we invite you to be still, to come back to your own internal voice. Are you listening? Seek out the silence. Ponder the stillness. Stretch into the unfamiliar while still holding space in the now. You are here for purpose, for learning, and for greatness. Achieve this highest version of yourself so that you can sink into the stillness in peace. For some, the silence makes them uneasy. They must be filled or filled up. For others, the silence becomes a void to be filled. While others still sink into it with delight, for it is here that they can truly hear the voice of the Creator and of themselves. However silence speaks to you, we are encouraging you to embrace it fully, allowing it to become part of your days. We encourage solitude, separateness, and the energy of only yourself and the one, a human being can turn up the volume on the voice of divinity. It is here in the stillness that spirit can speak the loudest, and you can hear with the greatest ease. There is no judgment in stillness, only your own voice and the whisper of spirit. Today, on this day, we invite you to sink in. Surround yourselves in solitude. Release your fears surrounding stillness and allow it to flow effortlessly around you. You are here to sink in. Relax your facial muscles. Allow the arms to stop grasping. Let the eyelids close and just breathe for a moment. Breathing in, breathing out. Allowing your body to just simply exhale. Releasing all that is not yours to carry. Set it free. On this day, we invite you to pay attention in the quiet moments. Whose voice is calling you? How does the silence feel in the depths of your soul? Does the silence have space for your release? Or does it hold tightly and create feelings of constriction? This is your journey. Decide today how you choose to sit with the solitude that comes into each day. It is a choice. It's your choice. Use it wisely. Even if the silence and the solitude arrive only in small increments, choose to allow the stillness to work for you. Now go. Be still. Sink into your solitude. And so it is. I don't know how that resonates with you, but I know that for me, when I wrote that, it didn't register because I was channeling. But when I went back and reread, I felt my body just let go. I felt the release that spirits were talking about, were nudging me toward. I could feel that letting go because it is only in the stillness and the silence where we can hear ourselves. I wish I could say, let me see you raise your hand, but we would probably all raise our hand. How many of us, when it gets too silent for too long, we turn on the radio, or we'll turn on the TV for background noise, or we'll start a podcast, maybe that's what you're doing right now, or we will have a conversation with a friend or something because we simply need some noise. We need something to drown out the silence because the silence feels huge. I will tell you that when I was a really young girl, way before I understood the spirit world, I knew that in the silence, I could connect to the other side. I knew this. I didn't know how or what I was doing or what I didn't even understand the information that I knew, but I knew. And so I would make it an intentional point to always have music playing in my radio, on my radio in my bedroom. If I was doing homework or I was playing, I can remember having dolls all over, but I had music in the background. Why? Because it drowned out the silence. And in the silence, I could hear the voices. I could hear the connection points. And for me, that silence and stillness felt scary because I didn't understand it. And now, as an adult and a spiritual intuitive, I long for the moments of quiet and stillness so that I can just be still and allow my mind to connect with the other side and allow those spirit connections to offer information or wisdom or whatever it is I'm needing in the moment. And sometimes when the silence gets strong, we really do struggle because we have to sit with ourselves. And that can be really hard. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that one of my favorite writers is the author Thich Nhat Hanh. He wrote a book called Silence, The Power of Quiet in a World Full of Noise. And I want to share two different quotes from that because they just resonate. So the first is this: when feeling lonely or anxious, most of us have the habit of looking for distractions, which often leads to some form of unwholesome consumption, whether it's eating a snack in the absence of hunger, mindlessly surfing the internet, going on a drive, or even reading. Conscious breathing is a good way to nourish body and mind with mindfulness. How many of you have sat in a quiet house? And if you have a house full of kids, sitting in a quiet house for a while can feel like a luxury. But then after a short while, you're like, oh my gosh, where's the chaos? Where's the noise? I don't know how to do this. And you turn on the noise. Or you go eat something. You get a snack even though you're not hungry. Or you get on your phone, you start scrolling Instagram or shopping on Amazon. You get in your car to go for a drive and a run to Starbucks when you don't really need to. Thich Nhat Hanh says conscious breathing is one of the best ways to come back to the soul, to the self, to the quiet, to the stillness. Just taking 2 or 3 deep, slow breaths can really allow us to come back to ourselves. Right? The other quote I wanted to share with you is this. It's from the same book. All of the wonders of life are already here. They're calling you. If you can listen to them, you'll be able to stop running. What you need, what we all need, is silence. Stop the noise in your mind in order for the wondrous sounds of life to be heard. Then you can begin to live your life authentically and deeply. And I love this book. I will link it in the show notes for you. I love this quote because really there's so much truth. All the wonders of life are already here. We just are not slowing down to stop, to take a look around, and to sink into it all. What you need, what we all need, is silence. When we stop the noise in our heads, we can really pay attention to what's going on around us. And we can be more authentic, and we can see our life more deeply, see it more connected. There is no separation. It's all one, but we miss it. And we miss it because of the noise. So today, on this episode of Moving Into Light, I'm going to ask you to spend the next week carving out small moments of stillness, of silence, not just of solitude, but stillness and silence. So not going for a quiet walk, but sitting still and being quiet and paying attention to your body. And paying attention to how you feel in stillness and in silence. For some of us, this is a really difficult task. Getting quiet with ourselves can be a challenge because in the quiet, the things we most fear or worry about tend to bubble up to the surface. And instead of looking at the fears and processing through what's coming up for us, we just get busy. We make more noise. We get away from the silence and the stillness and the solitude, and we get loud. We get surrounded by the loud so that it drowns out what we need to think about or what we need to process. So this is an invitation this week. An invitation to get quiet and to get still in a very loud and noisy world. Our souls, not our mind, not our ego, not our thinking brains, but our souls have so much wisdom to share with us. So much wisdom, divine wisdom, and we miss it. because we allow our minds and our egos and our thinking brains to get busy. So task yourself, challenge yourself. Can you sit for 3 minutes in stillness and in silence? And just allow yourself to be present. Pay attention to what you hear. Pay attention to how your body feels in the chair. Don't do it while driving a car. Just get present. Be incredibly mindful for 2 or 3 minutes. And then come back to it again a few hours later and do 2 or 3 minutes more of really intentional, conscious silence. See what your body has to say to you. Our bodies speak to us. Our bodies have so much profound wisdom, but it's buried and it gets lost in the busy loudness of every day. So I don't know what your days look like. I don't know when you can carve out your time for solitude and for stillness. But the lessons are there. The spiritual nudges are there to get quiet, get still. You know, I travel a lot, and one of my ultimate favorite things to do is to seek out old churches, old cathedrals, chapels, and there is nothing better to me than walking into a silent church. I don't want to attend church when there's a service going on because, well, religion. Different story. But I want to attend my own silent service within that building. Churches have awesome energy. In the silence, I believe spirit speaks, and there is nothing to me more comforting than sitting in solitude and silence and stillness in an unknown church, lighting a candle, and just being quiet for a few moments. And I do this a lot. If you follow my Instagram, you'll see insides of churches whenever I'm traveling. And you can be sure that I took 3 or 4 minutes. I told my husband and son to go take a walk, to leave me for just a bit, so I could sit in that stillness. I would encourage it. I highly, highly, highly recommend. And it's easier probably in Europe than in the States, because a lot of things in the States are locked up. And in Europe, a lot of the churches and cathedrals are open during the day. But I highly recommend visiting, making it a pit stop. Maybe, depending on where you live, you have a daily walk to work each day, and maybe you pass an empty church. And maybe the doors are open, and maybe you could pop in for a 2-minute sit and just be still. Something to think about. Find your solitude this week and find your stillness, and just give yourself these little mini breaks and see how it changes you. Find a little mantra for the next 3 minutes. I am sitting. I am stillness. I am solitude. I am quiet. I am allowing spirit to speak. And then just be quiet. See what happens, see what comes through, and see how it changes you. See what information bubbles up to the surface that you didn't even know you knew. It happens a lot. So find your stillness this week and use the email in the show notes to let me know how that goes. I would love to hear. Hope you are well. I have some really interesting things that I'm going to be sharing. If you are not part of The Weekly, which is my weekly channeled message, it comes out most Wednesday mornings. I advise you to jump onto my website. The link is in the show notes. And subscribe to The Weekly, because I'm going to be offering some things coming for fall that truly are exciting, especially if you are female. You are on a divine trek. You are into the Marys, especially the Mary Magdalene story. If you are into yoga, stillness, meditation. There's going to be some cool things coming out, so make sure you are part of the weekly because I will post it there first at the end of a channeled message coming soon. And I think that's it. Have a beautiful week, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Moving Into Light. If this podcast has resonated with you or touched you in some way, I ask that you like, share, and subscribe. If you are interested in working with me in a collaboration or in scheduling your own intuitive energy session, you can do all of those things via my website using the contact page www.lisa-renee.com. I hope this podcast has found you healthy, happy, and feeling whole. Until next time, keep moving into light.